Good afternoon, everyone. So this afternoon, I'd like to talk a little bit about motivation, because it's just a practice. You know, it's just like you start the fire, it's very easy. To keep the fire going is very difficult, isn't it? To keep going, you know, the consistency, the persistency, keep going, you know. And it's very difficult because, like, you know, at the beginning is easy and inspire. After that, oh, you know, the same old breath, day in, day out again, and then started to feel bored. And then you lose that interest, to meditate. And to keep that going is quite difficult. To maintain the stability, steadiness, evenness is quite difficult. Because most people, like, you know, they inspire, they go up and then they go down again and they go up again. Then it's not, can't maintain that evenness and the steady and the stability. So that's like, today I like to talk about the motivation, how to motivate ourselves, you know. Especially some people find it, like, for example, if the motivation come from doing, actually it will not take too far. Like some people feel, oh, I feel inspired if I help someone, I do something good, and then I'm happy, then I meditate. But yes, I mean, this is also something good. I mean, for the beginning, you know, it's rather than doing something else, you know, doing something good. But this kind of energy come from doing, it's still the kind of doing, you know, that the mind is also moving. And this kind of energy, you know, would not take too, if the energy come from this, you know, it will not take too far, you know. But of course it's better than, you know, going to indulge our sensory pleasure. But if you really want to go deep, really want to go deeper than that, so you have to, the motivation actually is come from the state, the stillness, come from the peace that really motivates you and you really takes you a long way. So like you, the best thing that you reflect actually, like contentment, you know, contentment actually is the key. Because sometimes we tend to take it for granted, you know, we reflect on how precious and how rare, you know, to be able to even sit and do nothing, just to appreciate to be able to sit in this moment. And that's like we tend to take it for granted. And another thing that this has come from my experience, that I did it a lot in those days, you know, that I reflect on this mindfulness on death. I did it quite a bit. And I find that is really incredibly, it's aroused lots of energy. I was so energized. I remember I was in Thailand, and that time because of that happened to my family, that my father passed away after 3 months, my brother passed away, and that is really a big, you know, like I was really, struck me very hard, and that is a message, you know. And that time I become so appreciative of every day. To me, like, the moment I woke up in the morning, I feel that, wow, I'm so precious. It's, to me, it's a bonus. I'm still alive. You know, that arouses a sense of urgency, you know, that I'm still alive. And I really don't know how long I can live, you know. So each day to me is so precious, you know. I'm alive this today. I'm so, so precious. And with that, actually, because a lot of things doesn't matter to me anymore, because to me it's like now is important, this moment is important, and I don't know how long I'm going to live, because that really struck me very hard because of the what happened to my family. And that gave me enormous energy. I remember when I was there, I basically I sleep less than 4 hours, you know. And I work a lot. It's quite, I did lots of work. I work 7 to 8 hours. And I meditate like 8 to 10 hours. And, but I have lots of energy. Because when you meditate a lot, you do not need to sleep a lot because your mind already rested. So even though I work a lot, I wake up at 2:45, you know, then I meditate and I start to do work. 5:45, I start to work, you know, cleaning the cinema hall and sometimes go back to the kitchen to help. And I did all that. And I don't finish work till 1. So, but I make a point that I'm going to stop at 1. So I discipline. We have to discipline because work can never be finished. I can always find something to do if I want to do it, you know. So I make a point that at 1 o'clock, that's it. I finish. I'm not going to do anything. I stop. So that is because I reflect on that, like, you know, so precious, even having this life, having the opportunities to practice, be able to really sit and meditate. You know, some people don't even earn enough to live, you know, let alone to have the chance, you know, to sit and meditate. That is so precious, you know. So I that gives rise a lot of energy, because the energy come from that. Because when the energy come from wholesome quality, of the state of mind that is, if the is come from wholesome quality, and this kind of energy leads you to peace and calm, especially like qualities like contentment, you know, like being content, and like appreciative and gratitude, because I really. So grateful that I'd be able to practice, I'm still alive. And that gives rise to that energy. And this energy really leads you to peace. And then very easily you become very peaceful. And also another thing that I always reflect is that what is the difference? Like, because like whenever, you know, after meditation, I feel that I'm much better. I feel good. Even now, even though I'm very busy with my work, you know, because of my position, I have lots to do. But I always drop everything. After dana, everything. The latest by 3, everything. I drop everything, I go and meditate. At least I drop everything, I meditate for at least 2 hours, sometimes 3 hours, I stop. Because to me, like, I really miss that. If I don't do that, I feel that I have no end, I have my energy level become like not, I'm not as bright if I don't meditate. So, like, I feel like I'm almost like, it's like addiction, you know, I'm addicted to that. I need to have this peace and calm. I need to, you know, be peaceful, you know. Then I drop everything, and always, I find that actually you become more efficient. You know, when I go and rest, you know, I come back out, I have lots of energy again. So I've been, you know, like the battery, you know, you charge again. And now I feel really energized. So I see the difference, you know. That's why, and actually it's good that you remind yourself and also reflect on that. Whenever you meditate, how do you feel? Is it you feel really much better? Because I have some of our supporters that give me the feedback. They said that this, they can see the difference on those days that if they don't meditate, they feel that the energy a bit low, they're less bright. When they meditate, they feel much better. They feel energized, and the mind is brighter and more alert, and then you feel happy. Because when you have energy, you feel happy. So when we lack our energy, especially that for example, some people like to think a lot. It's people like to think a lot, and then they think that, oh, I'm going to read suttas and will inspire me. Because reading suttas is not that it's no good, it's good. But when your mind is very busy, so reading suttas actually you reinforce that, you know, you make that, you even thinking more, you know. So it's not going to help you to slow down the mind, because you need to slow down the mind. So that's why, even though how busy your mind is, you just sit there. It's okay. Even your mind all over the place, just sit there. Just not doing anything. just allow the mind be. Just be content with whatever state of mind, even though with slot and topper, whatever, you know, you just let it be. Because that won't stay there forever. Like, for example, some days that morning when I meditate and I get up early, some days that, you know, I have like slot and topper. You know, sometimes you feel a little bit sleepy, but you have to get into the habit to meditate. So I thought, just leave it alone. Just let it be. Just allow. Content even that I'm nothing. So I just allowed it to be. And then it's funny enough, after a while, it stopped. And then the moment when this stopped, the mind very bright. And I'd be able to really focus on the breath and getting really very peaceful and calm. But unfortunately, when I started to feel really nice and it's time start for me to go to get up and go for breakfast. So that's why sometimes it's okay. Don't have to force the mind. Just be grateful and content, you know, that to be able even to sit and meditate, do nothing. You know, just allow it to be. Don't try to control. The more you try to control, the more it becomes counterproductive, because you're forcing the mind. You're not letting go. You're not letting thing be. Letting go means letting thing be. Allow yourself to be. It's okay. That is letting go. Allow thing be. Allow whatever happened to us this moment, even though it's in our mind all over the place, you let it be. Even with that, I can guarantee you just sit there doing nothing, just allow the crazy mind, whatever. Even after an hour, you know, so you still feel mind is. At least you sit there, you know how busy your mind is, isn't it? It's okay. So don't try to force yourself to focus. Just be content with that moment. So even with the mind very crazy, busy, and the non-stop thinking, it's okay, you allowed it to be. And also to reflect, to remind yourself that the peace that comes after the meditation. So that motivates you. If the motivation comes from the part of mindfulness also, you remember. So when we reflect, we remember. So we remind ourselves that, yeah, you know, that it's so peaceful, it's so calm. And each time when I meditate, oh, I really feel lots better, and I really feel energized, I'm really happy. And that motivates you. So that's why it's important that we keep reminding ourselves, you know. So once you get into the habit, actually, you miss it if you don't meditate. That's why it's very important that you get into this habit, you know. Then when you develop this habit that you need to meditate, when you don't meditate, you miss it. You naturally, you want to drop everything, you want to meditate. So you have to get into the habit. That's why it's important that at the beginning you have to, you know, reflect on that, you know, especially contentment, you know, content. Just be content. Even just, you know, even though your mind can't focus, it's fine. I'm still happy. I'm still content. And don't try to, you know, get somewhere. The more you try to get somewhere, the more difficult that you can focus, because you're putting pressure onto your mind. You can't. You have to let go. You have to allow the mind be and just relax. When we try to get something, we can feel our body and our mind become very tense. When we crave for something, when we want to get something, we can feel the tightness in our body. If you become tense. So only when you let go, you relax, then your mind relax. When your mind relax only, that you'll be able to focus. If your mind is not relaxed or body not relaxed, it's very difficult to focus. It's lots of tension. And then the more you force yourself, it becomes counterproductive. It's even worse. So that's why it's good that each time after you have finished your meditation, you just reflect on how you feel now. Contemplate. And also to remind yourself, you know, what is the difference, and that motivates you to keep going and do the practice. So if the motivation comes from the inner peace and the stillness and the calm, then that really takes you a long way, so that there is a motivation come from stillness and peace that leads you to more peace. So that's why you have more inner peace. That's why you need to keep that, to motivate yourself and keep going and keep going. So I offer this today for your reflection. So now we can start meditate. So we just sit comfortably. Just choose a comfortable posture and just as your body become relaxed, you just breathe. Just breathing in and breathing out.
We're going to end the meditation. Before you open your eyes, you just spend a few moments to reflect, how do you feel right now? Are you more happy, happier, or more relaxed? Or you're more peaceful now? So after that, you can open your eyes. Any questions or comments? The view is an illusion. I realize this by noticing what causes my thoughts and action. Am I in the right directions? Any guidance or suggestions may I take? Yeah, because of without the view, that is the we want to live. That's why we are here. That's why we keep moving. The reason why very difficult to be peaceful, because of We need to have that, you know, the craving, the desire, the existence, you know, to be alive, and this is part of that, you know. That's why we have that, you know, tendency, you know. If we don't have that, we are not here. So we want to live with the will to live, to be exist. So that constantly, you know, the mind very difficult to peace, because we rely that to keep going. So that's why when the mind becomes really still, peaceful, then that is where we let go of any doing. So there is no more, like in one of the suttas, that is, I think, in Anguttara Nikaya suttas, the Buddha mentioned about the four types of karma. The karma, he said, dark to dark, bright to dark, and then karma is from dark to dark, and then the karma that is mixed with bright and dark, and then the other one is bright to bright, another one is neither bright or dark. That means it said that when some people have like doing a lot of unwholesome, you know, unwholesome state, so that is where then you were reborn in a miserable, unfavorable place because of your own actions, you know, your own causes, you know, that your own actions you reborn there. And another one is some people they have both, you know, they're doing good and that karma, some people they're doing, you know, some, you know, then they were born into a place that they have a mixture, like you experience suffering and you experience happiness. And some people do a lot of good deeds, you know, very generous, and they were born in a place that is happy. So, and then the fourth type is that the Buddha said neither bright or dark. That means that is cessations, is no more karma making, because you're still doing, you know, when you do good, you reborn in a happier place, you know. Then when you commit a lot of unwholesome deeds, you know, you reborn in this place. So when you no longer, it's just like the fuel finish. That's like when you completely stop still,
then no longer any new karma, we are no longer making any karma. That's why that is where we liberate no longer. That's why the Buddha says neither bright or dark. That is nibbana, that is the cessation to stop. That's why that is the view, is to keep us going. That's why they say sometimes very difficult to be peaceful. That's why it's good that we reflect, contemplate on contentment to remind ourselves. You know, sometimes we tend to take it for granted. You know, so we reflect. You know, if I'm not able to learn a lot. At least I learn a little. If I'm not be able to learn a little, at least I'm not sick. If I'm sick, at least I'm still alive. You know, so then we just content with whatever. So when we content, so you know more. When you content, you don't crave, isn't it? Because the moment we crave, the mind move. You know, the desires come, the view, the mind move. So that's right, that is the doing. So very difficult to be peaceful unless we content. Okay, I don't want anything. I just content with whatever. I'm just happy where I am. I'm just happy with whatever state of mind. I'm just happy to be here. I'm just happy to be able to sit quietly. I'm just happy to be here doing nothing. And then it's easy when that is you stop the craving, because that craving is movement, the view. That's why we keep moving, keep moving. That's why we keep coming back. We keep coming back. Then we reborn because of the desires, you know, to exist. That is to keep us in the loop of the cycle of rebirth. That's why that is until that view is stopped. So yes. Oh, where is this? I just pressed something. Is it here? Okay, good. So that's like for this person, Kevin. So that's like it's good that you contemplate and reflect, you know, on contentment. You know, to reflect that, you know, that not to take things for granted, and then to when you have the contentment, then there is help to overcome our will, our desires. We want to move and to do something. So that's like contentment is the key. Echo from Germany. Is meditation a way to enlightenment? If yes, how do you know what you have reached that goal? What happens after? And who is actually doing this meditation? Okay. So meditation is just only one part of the whole the whole path of practice. So meditation is only one factor. So you still need to live a virtuous life. You know, the morality is important, to keep the precepts, to be a virtuous person, to be a good person. And meditation is a part of that, because you need the meditation, you need the calm, the peace. Because there's a whole path of practice, the Noble Four Path, that is morality, cultivation of the mind, that is meditation, then that is wisdom. So then the morality itself is not good enough. But we need the morality as a foundation to be able to, as a foundation for a peaceful mind. Because when we don't live our life, you know, if we live our life unskillfully, and then lead to lots of remorse, you know, we don't feel good, and that is undermine our peace. Very difficult to become peaceful. So that's why it's important. It's a supportive factor. We need to have, if we want to have a peaceful mind, we need this as a foundation. Morality is a foundation to support the peaceful mind. But the peaceful mind itself is not the end. The peaceful mind itself, that when we are peaceful, when we are calm, then we have the clarity. Then where we develop the wisdom. Only with the wisdom, that is, we free ourselves. So that's why the meditation, the cultivation of the mind, the peaceful mind, is a foundation. is for the development of wisdom. Because only when we are peaceful, when we are calm, we have the clarity, isn't it? There's like sometimes when we are in that state of really confused, our mind, when our mind is confused, we can't think right until when we become very peaceful and calm. They say sometimes people, you know, they think that they can come to us and ask me that, you know, to help them to make any decision. I said, I can't help you to make any decision. You have to make your own decision. Because that in the confused, they say, oh, I'm not sure what I'm going to do, whether I do this or I do that. I said, if you don't know what to do, do nothing. I said, you just leave it alone. All you have to do is to make your mind as peaceful as you could. Just put it aside. You don't have to solve the problem right now. Because now, if you're in that state, you're so confused, whatever decision you're going to make is not going to work because you're confused. So I said, you don't have to solve the problem right now. You put it aside, so you go away, make your mind peaceful and calm. So when your mind is peaceful, when you're calm, you have the clarity. That is where you develop the wisdom. So that's why is meditation is only part of this way to enlightenment. You still need to have the morality. That is the noble four path. That is morality, cultivation of the mind, and wisdom. So, any questions or comments? Yes.
Could you explain a little bit more how the bigger problem, say the bigger problem, how do Buddhists understand the meditation for the self?
Mm-hmm.
What is the mental process?
Okay. Because sometimes, like for example, this is my own experience, like, you know. Because when I decided to become a nun, then I have to stop my business and everything like that. So then, and I haven't got a buyer and anything. So because I was doing a bakery business and I have machinery and things like that, I still rent the place. And that time I have no income. But every month I have to pay rent, you know. That you know, and my family is just so worried about me. He said, you haven't solved your problem. What are you going to do with all these things? You know, because you cannot continue like that because you can't keep paying rent without income. You know, you can't, you know, that is, you know. Then they said, what are you going to do? They all worry about me. And then I said, I haven't think of how to solve this problem yet. I said, you know, because I was planning to go to Thailand. Then they said, how come you can leave everything behind and go? Then I said, you know, why you don't worry about it? You're not normal, you don't worry. And then I said, if I worry about it, I can solve my problem, then I worry about it. But I said, because by worrying about it, I'm not going to solve my problem. I said, the fact that, so I really can't think of anything as a something. Because sometimes the more you try to push yourself to think through, you can't. You have to allow your mind to and then also you have to remove yourself. Because when you're in that situation, you know, you suck in. You don't see yourself. And then you don't see the bigger picture. You see, when you put your hand like that, you can't see a thing. You don't know what is in front of you. Until you put it there, you know it's a hand. That is how we have to remove ourselves. We have to step back, then we got a bigger picture, then we know what to do. But sometimes we just want to solve the problem, we want to solve it now. But you can't, especially you are in it, you can't. You have to withdraw yourself. Then you have a bigger picture. Am I answer your question? Okay. Any more questions or comments? So no more. So we end this session. Thank you.